This afternoon here at KGHL, we've had the pleasure of the Rocky Mountain College coming in the door, the Young Americans for Freedom, Raina Loxo and Emily Cocott. Welcome on in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're here to talk about what the Young Americans for Freedom are doing because you're presenting somebody at Rocky Mountain College. Tell us about what the Young Americans for Freedom do.
So we are part of a national organization called the Young Americans Foundation. Young Americans for Freedom is the system they call the on-campus chapters. So we're on Rocky Mountain College's campus. So we're that chapter. And we started back in July and started operations on campus in August. What we are is a nonprofit Reagan-based organization. And what we do is educate students on limited government, free enterprise, traditional values, strong national defense, values like that. So in order to educate students, we bring in speakers like we have coming next week, Katie Pavlich. And okay. She's a Fox News commentator, editor of thetownhall.com, and previous editor of Town Hall magazine. So she's going to be coming and talking about age of entitlement and why students are becoming slaves to the government.
And to elaborate on that topic, what is that really about? We've got social media that's putting a lot of different things into people's heads. Nobody's really verifying the news when they actually read it. They just say, well, it was on my Facebook newsfeed, so it's got to be true.
Especially students can be easily persuaded and brainwashed because not a lot of people like going in depth on topics. They see, like you said, I saw this on Facebook. I saw this point on this news channel, and I'm just going to stick with it because I don't want to listen or read more than 3 minutes of my time because our lives are super busy, and that is normal for students. So just talking about that and how students are so easily persuaded is going to be a main point.
Tell us how the listeners can get involved with this upcoming event.
We are asking that people register for tickets on Eventbrite. It's a free event. Everyone is welcome. It will be in the Los Camp building on campus. The doors will open at 6 and it will start at 6:30. Register for a free ticket. There's also an opportunity for donors who donate at least $50 to come to the reception at the Bisteca restaurant across the street and meet Katie. You can also get reserved seating if you donate at least $50.
They can also go to mighty790.com, click on our events page, and we have an event there with all the details for the event.
Perfect.
Right, where they can send
Perfect.
The check.
Yes,
everything.
Thank you.
That's how they do it. They can go to the Mighty790 website, click on events calendar. They can get all the details on this upcoming event.
So April 11th, the doors open at 6 o'clock at the Los Camp building on Rocky Mountain College's campus. The event starts at 6:30 and will probably conclude around 7:30-ish. The reception will begin at 8 o'clock at Bisteca across the street from Rocky Mountain College.
Thank you, Raina. Thank you, Emily, for coming in.
Thank
it's
you.
The Rocky Mountain College Young Americans for Freedom. Check out the details, mighty790.com.